This morning we want to talk about a very important issue, no matter where you are, child abuse prevention. Child Abuse Prevention Month is April, and the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council, along with several associated agencies, is helping to recognize the issue. Wendy Richter is in with us this morning. She's a member of the council and also the Family Crisis Support Network, and wanted to visit a little bit about this important topic. Thanks for coming by.
You bet. Good morning.
Thank you. Very good morning to you. We sometimes kind of look at this as being an issue that happens elsewhere, but it happens everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we have to remember that, you know, as it says, and we all know it, those of us that are parents, is raising kids is not easy. And it seems like each generation it gets a little bit tougher just because everything else that's going along with life.
And we sometimes come up with our own excuses of why everything gets tougher, too. But, you know, everybody's in the same boat.
Right.
It's just a matter of dealing with issues in an appropriate way and remembering that children are not little adults. They're children.
Right. And what we have to do as parents is give them the skills and the tools that they need to get through life. But we have to back up and remember, do we have the skills and tools that we need to get through life? And again, it goes back to, there's no manuals, but there are a lot of resources out there, and there's a lot of help. I think if anybody can remember anything, and maybe what I need to do is say this and then just start yodeling or something so they just remember that, it's a sign of strength to ask for help, not a sign of weakness. And, you know, and that's across the board. That's not just for child abuse. That's for, you know, a number of issues. But when we have parents that are struggling, and especially if you don't have the skills to work with a child that might have other issues, then what do we do? And that's, as a council, the Child Abuse Prevention Council, and I'll quick go through, you know, some of the people who sit on our council. We're made up of individuals that, you know, maybe if Wendy doesn't have the answer, maybe Kate does. So, you know, Kate Olson with Extension, and oh gosh, I'm going to go around the table here and make sure I've got everyone. Lorraine Price, she's not only a member of Family Crisis Board, but she's also a therapist in Cass County. We have Laura Canning, who's the Cass County naturalist. And, you know, she sees lots of parents and lots of kids all year long. Aubrey Stewart, she's works with a number of different things, and in 4-H, Devin Hogue with the Atlantic Police Department. I'm going around. Amanda McCall and Don Walton are both with Zion, and they help us with getting some of those things out. For example, Don's husband has worked with us on reading books to the kids, so we send those out to the schools, so then they can share that with the kiddos. I hope I've hit everyone, named everyone, and if I haven't, I apologize. So let's get back to, you know, some of the things that the council does. Mm-hmm. Of course, we recognize child abuse during April, but as you mentioned before, it's everywhere and it's all year long. It isn't just in April, and we try to do things throughout the year. So for example, the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council started a few years ago with Family Fun Day at the fair. So we have different organizations that put different games or different activities together so families can see what fun things to do. Mm-hmm. And things that don't cost a lot of money, because the reality is kids are expensive. And so, you know, one of those things might be easier to do some free things at home. Or what are some of the free things that are out in the community? One of the things that's going to be at our resource table is the Community for Kids. And that's a guide that she puts together everything that's going on, and not only in Cass County, but maybe within a 30-mile radius of where you live. So if you live in Anita, maybe, you know, over to Adair or Greenfield, what's going on? Where can you travel with your kids and do some fun family activities?
You bet. Well, blue is the color that we associate with child abuse prevention, and right. Blue pinwheels are something that's become quite popular for this.
Right. Nationwide, we have pinwheels everywhere, and you know, it's kind of frustrating that we do this in April, because especially here in Iowa, pinwheels and wind really don't go well together.
Like last Saturday?
Right. And we've had some councils that their pinwheels have ended up in rivers and lakes and ponds and maybe in the ditches. So this year, our pinwheels, and for a lot of you, you have seen our pinwheels. I brought a couple. Again, radio, sorry, but visual aids. You'll see the pinwheels we put out at all the libraries in the county. So our coloring contest is for kindergartners through third graders. They take those home, they color them, turn them into the libraries, then we display them throughout the county. So it might be at the library, it might be at a business in Griswold or Oneida. So look for those pinwheels all over. And kids have become very creative. Some of those pinwheels, they're not just blue. Maybe in Griswold and Oneida they do a lot of blue, but you know, we see like an Iowa State themed or Iowa themed, you know, kids love doing that. So look for those pinwheels. And again, pinwheels just, they represent whimsical, fun-loving, springtime, and how, you know, kids fun things again.
Absolutely. Child abuse and neglect, difficult topics, very difficult to bring up and discuss, but you know, nobody wants to get into somebody else's business kind of a thing sometimes. But what do we look for? How do we realize that there are issues?
Well, just remember, you know, child abuse and raising kids again, it's tough, but it's a community issue. So as a neighbor, you know, remember that being a parent isn't easy. Maybe offer to babysit, and especially for those single moms and dads, you know, maybe they don't have family members around. Two or three hours, have the kids stay with you. Let the parents go out and you know, do something that grounds them and then makes it a little bit easier to maybe discipline or have family time that night. As a parent, take care of yourself. You know, there are big and little problems, but when it becomes too much, make sure that you take time out for yourself and you're not taking it out on the kiddos. Different things that you can do, know where the resources are. And again, we're going to have a display at the courthouse. There's going to be a table there that parents can get, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters. You can get that information. And just that one little card might be a lifesaver in somebody's situation. There's phone numbers out there that parents can utilize. There's websites. There's QR codes. We will have a sheet that's at the courthouse, has a QR code. You know, not necessarily me, but a lot of our young parents now, they have the QR codes on their phones. Easy access. Mm-hmm.
You bet. And here in Cass County, the officials here put together a resource guide so you can find all of those important telephone numbers and resources that are available, probably some that you didn't even know were here, all put together in one form, so easy to find there too.
Absolutely. And even those of us that sit on the council, we're learning of new resources all the time, new resources that are coming into the county or that could possibly come into the county if we ask them to.
Absolutely. And we have access to lots of things, too, that might not necessarily just be sitting here in the county, but we do have access to a lot of things. You know, stopping child abuse, neglect, those types of issues, you know, when we see it, obviously, is important, but it's even more important to get ahead of this and understand the reasons why things and how things can escalate at some point in time. Kind of what you talked about there, too, are some of the ways that we can stop this from being a problem in the first place.
Right. Well, and again, we have to remember that we're not raised, there's not a cookie cutter approach.
No.
And the other thing is we have to look back and how were we raised? And I know there's a lot of us this day and age that can say, oh, well, you know, this is what mom and dad did to me, so it's okay. Well, the reality is we've learned that that really didn't work, and maybe you survived what happened. But there are some kids that it's not like that in their home. So that's why lots of rules, laws, things have changed. So we have to try and make sure that we get the resources and we get the information out there. Now, as a member of the council, I really don't do this, but for Family Crisis, I used to go into all the schools here in Southwest Iowa. And what I can tell you is there are a lot of teachers out there that in teaching like family and consumer sciences, when those students are going through, they're learning healthy parenting skills. So kudos to those teachers out there that are modeling that or teaching that, because then what happens is they go and they use that.
Yeah, and a lot of the services, yours, for example, the Family Crisis Support Network services that are provided are there, but, you know, a lot of that's confidential and stuff, too. There's a lot of confidentiality involved for obvious reasons, so it's hard to really get into examples specifically of what we see and what can happen and things, but just understand that, you know, sometimes it's not pretty. It gets very ugly, and it's not necessary.
Right. Right. We would rather be proactive than reactive. And we try to do that. And again, I can't stress this enough. There's so many resources out there to assist. Now, again, I mentioned going into the schools, and that was one thing. I would go in and I would talk about abuse, not necessarily a pro on child abuse as I was in other abuses, but kids would always ask, well, what is child abuse? Right. You know, when you get to that middle high school, kids think, oh, it's abusive if I don't get to drive the car to school. So right. So I would have to remind kids, and I'd go through the code just briefly. Here is what abuse is. Mm-hmm. Here is what it isn't. Mm-hmm. And it was surprising that some of those kids thought the abuse that they were suffering really wasn't defined as abuse.
Mm-hmm. Self-awareness sometimes. Be a little aware of those issues. But, you know, that's the thing. Educate ourselves.
Right.
And then be self-aware. Understand. I mean, hey, things get tough for everybody at different times, but that's no reason to take it out on someone else.
Right.
If you need the help, ask for it and find the resources. If you ask questions, you'll typically find the answers or find out where you can get those answers or at least the assistance.
Absolutely. And like I said, that there's a number of us that sit on the council. If one of us doesn't know the answer, we'll reach out to someone else, and we'll keep going until we get those answers for people.
Absolutely. And notice those blue pinwheels and what have you this time of the year and during this month and the resources that are more visibly available right now. But remember, they are available all year long.
Right.
Very good. Wendy, thanks for coming in this morning. I appreciate you stopping on by. Wendy Richter's been with us this morning visiting about Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council's recognition of Child Abuse Prevention Month here in the area. Take note of that issue and be aware and educate yourself a little bit more on some of those topics because they are very important. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.